Hi guys, and welcome to another Audio Boot. This week we're looking at emotional factors impacting on performance. There are a number of positive and negative emotions that impact on your ability to perform effectively. The main emotions that we're looking at this week will be happiness, trust, surprise, fear, and lastly, anger. So from them, happiness and trust can be seen as probably positive emotions, okay, with fear and anger standing out as maybe negative. And then lastly, surprise is an emotion that can be both positive and negative, depending on how it's perceived. These emotions influence qualities that are necessary for effective performance, and we'll discuss them now. So happiness, what is a quality that that happiness can affect? Okay, so feeling happy, you know that you're going to feel confident. Okay, and why is confident positive? So having the right amount of confidence maybe allow you to feel that you're going to be capable of performing well. Okay, maybe allow you to overcome the fears of that performance. It may help you get in the right state of mind, okay, because you're feeling confident. A performer who has a confidence is hopeful and positive of being able to believe things will go well. They will not be afraid or frightened of the performance, all right, or whatever environment they may be going into. So this will allow them to concentrate and using the best skills and make the right decisions. Next one is resilience. Okay, and obviously being able to be resilient, maybe even recover from a bad performance, or maybe you've had an injury or some negative feedback you've had from your coach. That resilience to be able to manage yourself to come back, to work hard at your training, okay, to bounce back up, you know, to overcome that fear, okay, to come back better, to come back stronger, to come back and beat that person who maybe you've maybe lost to before. So that's resilience, and how it can be positive. And finally, we have optimism. Okay, the ability to be optimistic on how well you're going to do. If you're happy, you are more likely to be optimistic. And if you're optimistic, you are more likely to be happier. Okay, optimism can also affect your confidence levels. Okay, by being optimistic, allows you to have confidence. And being confident means you are optimistic. All right, so you may feel that, okay, I'm going up against Mo Farah in the 400 or 800 metres. But I know I'm optimistic. I know I've done some good training and I've worked hard. I know he's a world champion. But I'm optimistic that I've got what it takes, the right skills. All right, I've done the right amount of training. I'll be able to be confident that I can go out there and beat him. Okay. So from that, we've looked at happiness. Next one is trust, and within trust we've got self-respect, mutual respect, personal responsibility, and collective responsibility. And this is obviously how you conduct yourself in an appropriate manner, okay? How you treat others with respect and courtesy whilst you're playing, alright? These obviously all have a positive effect. You treat someone with respect, they treat you with respect, okay? The performance is much more fluid, okay? And it goes without any maybe kind of negativity between each other, okay? And then though from that negativity, they can lead to obviously anger and maybe fear, all right, which we don't want to bring in. So obviously having trust reduces the possibility of fear or anger coming into effect. Lastly, surprise. Obviously that can go either way. Surprise in the fact that you may well be a positive, you may do better than you expected, okay? You may go out there not too sure how you're going to go on, but you surprise yourself by doing really well, okay? And that improves your performance. You get more confident because of that surprise, okay? That positive surprise. You become more confident in your own ability, you become more optimistic, okay? And you go on to win the game. The other side is obviously a negative effect of surprise, in the fact that you may have, for example, John Feeney versus Roger Federer, and Roger Federer knows he's playing John Feeney, so he knows that he's coming over there, he's got no fear, he's overly confident, but he goes out there and John Feeney surprises him, okay, and that has a negative effect on his performance, because he starts getting frustrated. Why is John Feeney beating me, I'm world, you know, world number two or number three, whatever it is. Okay, so that negative surprise can have obviously then negative effects on your performance by increasing maybe your anger, and this maybe affect your decision making and your self control. Last two we look at, obviously, fear and anger. Obviously, fear can come in many different respects. You may fear, okay, the opponent that you're going to be playing against. You may fear the activity that you're going to be doing. You know, it's something you're not confident in, for example. So, fear in a performance situation might make a performer lose confidence in their own ability and make them feel nervous and maybe pessimistic, okay? For example, you've got Jasmine in a sprint event, okay? She might have fear of losing because this affects her nerves and make her run too quickly to the starter's gun. In fact, moving a fraction of a second before the starter's gun goes off, causing a false start, she may well get disqualified, okay? And that may be the fear, okay? It may cause panic. You might do the wrong things, okay, because you have so much fear. And that comes again when we think about anger, okay? So the wrong, we're talking about decision making maybe, okay, is one thing. But obviously, confidence and self-control come into the anger side, okay? Because decisions are going against you, all right? The referee's maybe not giving you the right decisions. There may have been, you know, being bad-mouthed during a game or before a game, you know, you've had some bad-mouthing from the opposition. This has got you over-aroused, okay? And again, this can affect your decision-making. So you make wrong or rash decisions, or you may hesitate, okay? And then obviously the one that can come with that is self-control. Those wrong or rash decisions may result in you doing something out with the rules, okay, losing your self-control. For example, you see it in tennis all the time. They, you know, they make the wrong shot, they have the anger, they throw the tennis racket, you know, they kick something, they throw something. You see it in a rugby game, they get frustrated, opposition not doing it, not playing the game to the rules, or kicks off, it's a fight, and that can lead to obviously sending off, sin bins. It could be, you know, points deducted, whatever that might be, and obviously that affects not only your performance, but then obviously it can affect the whole team as well. So that's a rough roundup of emotional factors, okay, and how they impact on performance. I hope it's been helpful. So you listen back again and have a think about it. How do they affect you? Okay, have they affected you? Can you relate to these factors in terms of your sport? Have you gone through them? Have you felt anger or fear going into a game? Have you noticed when you're feeling happy, okay, that you have a bit of trust because you know that you have the, you know, you conduct yourself in an appropriate manner. You know you have trust from everyone around you, all right? So I hope it's been helpful and you can take this on and use that for writing up for your homework. All right, thanks very much and thanks for listening.